Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 17 through 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24, where the Word of God says, as the Apostle Paul is speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. And in that passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Christians at Ephesus, and he says, "Don't walk like the other unsaved Gentiles walk." He said, "You've been made new in Christ. You are a Christian. You are a child of God. Don't walk as the unsaved walk. Don't live as the unsaved lived. Don't do as the unsaved do, but follow the Lord Jesus Christ." And you know something, beloved? That is a message that is very applicable for every one of us today. It must grieve the heart of God to see the way that some of his children live. I don't know about you, but when I see other people who claim to be Christians getting involved in the ways of the world, and that is using alcohol and tobacco and having language that is godless and going to places that truly dishonor the Lord and all of those things, that bothers me personally, but it also must break the heart of God. Now make certain that you understand that I am not a perfect Christian. But I certainly believe that it's important that as a Christian, we do everything that we can to live like a Christian really is in Jesus Christ. We are saved, we are redeemed, we are sanctified, and we are not to be a part of the world or associated with the world. And yet what we find today is that so many Christians really look more like the world than they do the Word of God. What about you? Take heed to what Paul said here to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 4. In verse 22, he says, "Put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts." In other words, stop living like an unsaved person if you know Christ. And then he goes on and says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." How do we renew our mind? By being in the Word of God. And then he says, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Here's the point. If you're saved, live like it. Be in the Word of God. Renew your mind every day by the Scripture. Put on the principles of biblical truth and walk with the Lord and for the Lord. As a Christian, live like it, so that you can glorify God and draw others to the Lord Jesus Christ, that through your testimony, they might trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior as well. If you're a Christian, live like it. And Father, that is certainly a challenge for every one of us. And I pray that you'll take this little devotional from Ephesians chapter 4 to motivate all of us through your Spirit to live like the Christians we are in Christ, in whose name I pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.